And Focus continues here on a Tuesday morning. Brandon Peoples talking today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight. Those meetings currently continuing via online, cityofmhk.com/TV, and the Facebook page as well, and Cox Cable Channel 3. And so that's how you can participate, and you can submit public comment up until, I believe it's 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, through the city website or by calling 785-587-2404. And let's continue our conversation on the general agenda. Item B tonight is 2020 Juried Public Art Exhibition Recommendations and Awards.
Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, this is one of the more fun things I think that people are excited about. I've been working for a long time. Our Arts and Humanities Board, as well as the Manhattan Community Foundation, have come together with some funding from the foundation, about $20,000, to foster the production and sharing of art pieces within a Third Street corridor that basically goes from Blue Earth Park and Plaza north all the way to Osage Street. So it picks up those Osage pocket parks there. The committee has identified 10 locations for 10 art pieces and sculptures to be provided by 10 artists. There were 61 entries, which was neat, that had to be pared down to 10 by some jurors. And there is funding to provide some honoraria as well as assistance with installation costs. These art pieces were supposed to be in place for about 11 months. So there's a 11-month lease agreement for the artist to adhere or position these sculptures on these public right-of-way processes, their location, with the grant funds from the foundation. So we're very appreciative of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and I think they contributed $10,000, and then the Deal Community Arts Fund within the foundation also contributed $10,000 towards this, and the work of the Arts and Humanities Board and others that supported this effort. So we're excited about this stage and look forward to those installations starting to occur this month and next month. I think is the primary goal, to get those installed.
Well, that'd be cool to see. See the different artwork around town.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've talked about this for so long, and I'm so glad. I just had a conversation with former commissioner Karen McCullough. And you know, she's been wanting to do this for so long, and I'm glad that we were able to work with Parks and Rec and BMI, business owners and such, and also have some wonderful art around the community. This is something we've been discussing, like I said, for several years. And the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, I believe, I don't remember who it was, had left a certain amount of money dedicated to art pieces and art in the city of Manhattan. And I'm glad we're able to tap into that and make this come to fruition. It is an exciting project, and I can't wait to see some of these art pieces around our town. But a lot of work went into it, and hopefully we'll see more of it in the future.
All right. That'd be cool to see. Let's get into item C here. And this has to do with temporary expansion of business onto city property, and from what I'm gathering here, this is to kind of help maybe with some of the social distancing and health and safety protocols.
It is. It is an effort to provide some additional space in the business reopening. We're seeing it around the country. Lawrence City Commission has done some similar provisions, which essentially allows sidewalk dining and a sidewalk sale to happen for a long period of time, subject to some rules that will be established to kind of relax some of our standards that requires a specific type improvements to be done permanently. So Again, these were meant to be a temporary measure. Staff is asking the commission to give us some flexibility to create that. Those opportunities, whether they're on the sidewalk, there could be some areas within the parking or other right-of-way or potentially on a public parking lot or another public space that would allow for expansion of adjacent businesses for more opportunity. It does not include anything that would allow for alcohol outside the facility.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. I was in Kansas City over Memorial Day weekend. My wife and I were celebrating our anniversary. We were out down in the Power and Light District, which is, there's not a lot of folks down there, but they had a couple blocks blocked off in the street, and they had tables set up, and there was alcohol allowed out there, kind of a in a small area, but spread out. And I thought that might be something that could be translatable here in Manhattan, perhaps in Aggieville. I don't know if that would ever be a consideration that could come to fruition, but it seemed like it worked well there.
We have been doing some work on some special events with alcohol type provisions, which potentially could block off some streets. Obviously, that's part of our Aggieville streetscape design that was awarded for 12th Street to be able to handle some of those festivals. This would be something that would be allowed, you know, on a daily basis for a period of time. Right now, we're suggesting maybe through October that you could do these things in the right-of-way, without individual daily approvals or special event approvals each time by the commission. So that's really to try and give those business owners some flexibility to set up and expand their seating or wares onto the streets, kind of like an all-day, everyday kind of farmer's market component, but still allow for safe pedestrian travel as well as vehicular travel.
Mayor Reddy, what's your thoughts on this issue?
Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I think, you know, I'm a strong proponent, of course, that people should wear face masks. And in a restaurant or any kind of eating business area, if you're in an enclosed space, first of all, the airflow is not very good. And then you can't wear a mask because you have to eat and such. And if you have more things outdoors, it makes it better just for public health sake. I think it's going to be better for our businesses, better for the customers, and all around a good experience. So I am in favor of it, and I would like to see how the discussion goes this evening. The city, I read the, I guess it's the resolution or the, what is this? Yeah, the resolution for it. And even though it's temporary, this is something that can work for us. It's going to get pretty hot in July and August, so I don't know how if they will be able to keep it up or if people want to sit outside and do this for a long period of time. And not having alcohol is also, in my opinion, a good thing for our businesses, where we are trying to be as flexible as possible, waiving permit fees for these occasions. But we want to encourage our businesses to be successful. At the end of the day, this is about our Manhattan and making it a vibrant community and making sure the public is also enjoying a quality of life in a safe manner. And I think all of the precautions that are put in place for these businesses are going to be an indicator of that while people go about enjoying their life as normal as they can. So, yeah, I think this is a step in the right direction.
All right. That'll be an interesting discussion. I think that'll be one I'll be tuning in for sure this evening. And looks like we do maybe have a caller with a question calling in. We'll get that screened here in a second and find out what their comments are. All right. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Did I understand Ron to say that in addition to the abatement of the rent for the mall, there will be similar action taken at the airport facilities?
Actually, the airport suspensions have already occurred. The commission has already approved that for a three-month period that could be extended further depending on circumstances. But the city did receive some federal funding to help us with those components of rental abatement in that particular circuit. So we have suspended the rent for airport tenants in the that were have been affected by COVID-19.
All right. Thank you for clarifying that, and thanks for the question. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue our conversation with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy, when we return on News Radio KMAN.